ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners to RIB English Radio, peace and blessings be on each and every one of you. We are together with the program Bridge, talking about the du'as and supplications of Sahifa Sajjadia, the inheritance and legacy of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. On the 10th dua that we want to start talking about, inshallah, and contemplating and spend the next few episodes of this program on contemplating together and conferring upon the phrases and statements of this dua, Imam alayhi salam is seeking asylum with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is teaching us how to seek asylum to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason we need to seek asylum to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that there is no rescue but Him. There is no refuge but Him. Anyone that you go to in the times of difficulties and hardships during this life of dunya will reject you. The moment people will know that you're going through a difficult times, it's their turn and their call to leave you alone. When would you know this? When you're under the depth or under the load of the tests of life. A family member gets sick, the job is being lost and you're laid off or suspended from work. Your status becomes ruined for situations that are out of your control. And you're expecting others to help you. There's nobody out there. When the situation goes out of the boundaries of normality and you see no one there, it's when it's the time, that golden opportunity to again remember that Allah is the only one who can provide for you and support you. And that is why we need to seek asylum from the difficulties and hardships of the life of this dunya to or with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam alayhi salam is teaching us lessons with the language of dua. Let's take a quick break and come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
All right, dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, the program Bridge is here. And we were talking about the very initial phrase, the opening statement of the dua. Imam starts with this beautiful, beautiful language of supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Allahumma, O Allah, Ya Allah, I call upon you with the purest of intentions, with zero hope in others and absolute hope only in you. Allahumma, in tasha ta'ifu anna fabifadlik. If thou willest, if you decide, you are the one that your decision is the only thing that matters in life, in this entire universe. No one else's decision proceeds over yours. In tasha, if you want, if thou willest, thou wilt pardon us through thy bounty. If you decide, if you make decision to forgive us, it's out of your fadl, it's out of your bounty, it's out of your mercifulness. It's not because we deserve forgiveness. If you accept us, it doesn't mean we deserved it, we worked hard for it. And then it says, وَإِن تَشَأْ تُعَذِّبُنَا فَبَعَدْلِكَ. And if thou willest, if you want to punish us, chastise us through, it's through your justice. No one will say why on the day of judgment. If you decide to punish anyone that deserves punishment, the adl and the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if implemented on the day of judgment, maybe except a few, maybe only the infallible will end up in the heaven. فَعَدْلُكَ مُهْلِكِ. Your justice will kill me. That's why ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our daily salah to deal us with His fadl. Let's take a break and come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, we're back. Oh Allah, we ask you to deal with us with your mercifulness. There's so much that can be said about the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala versus His justice and adl. His mercifulness, His beneficence in terms of looking at us and our case of actions or our course of actions in the life of dystonia versus His justice. If it is with His justice, then no one can survive. No one can successfully make it through. فَسَحْحِلْ لَنَا عَفْوَكَ بِمَنِّكَ. O Allah, make our ways smooth to Thy pardon through Thy kindness. فَسَحْحِلْ لَنَا عَفْوَكَ عَفْوَكَ بِمَنِّكَ. Make Your forgiveness easy for us. Make it something that we get inclined to. We are in Your hand. We are under Your absolute control. وَأَجِرْنَا مِنْ عَذَابِكَ بِتَجَاوُزِكَ. And give us refuge, grant us asylum from your punishment, بِتَجَاوُزِكَ, by your forbearance. Bear with us, Ya Allah. Inshallah, one day we'll become better people. Inshallah, one day we'll change. And our change will come in this lifespan of our dunya. In this very world and in this one only chance of living in this world that we have. If any reform is going to take place, it should be in the life of this dunya. Once the death comes, everything terminates. The file is closed. There's nothing more that you can add, except very few things that might your descendants, your relatives, those who remain after you would do for you. but it's your actions. O Allah, وَأَجِرْنَا مِنْ عَذَابِكَ بِتَجَاوُزِكَ. Forbear with us and seek, give us asylum, grant us asylum with your forbearance from punishing us, inshallah. O Allah, save us from the hellfire. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را، هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را.